You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Plenty for Cause is brought to you by Hemp Bomb CBD. Chris, you want to tell them about hemp bombs?
Bow, 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 bow. Oh, let me pull up my script here. I got it right here for you. Yeah, hemp bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits of hemp bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummy suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. As an added bonus during this hour, why not use code HTNOS and save some money, 20%, huh, Riley?
Yeah, use 20%, support small businesses like the hashtag no offense show and use code HTNOS or plunge, doesn't matter.
For this hour, motherfucker, it's HTNOS. What? Tampa Legends supporting Tampa Legends all day. That's what we do.
I'm not Tampa. From Tampa.
No, but Hemp Bombs is, Hunter. Do your fucking homework.
Hey, should we show Dutch something before we get into the show, even like...
Before we start it? Can I kick... Should I kick my music? Should I kick
Absolutely.
My music?
Absolutely. Send it. Send it.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, joined as always by my lovely wife, the Duchess.
Hi, friends.
And we are live. We are live on Facebook. We are live on YouTube. We are live on Twitch for the makeup session of the Plunging for a Cure. Wait.
Extravagant 8.
I called it the Elite 8. That's what they called the state championships in Illinois when I was in high school. If the basketball had a great year and we went downstate, it was the Elite 8.
And joining Chris on HTNOS, I'm joined by my lovely husband, Riley T, and my name is Hunter of the Plunge. Thank you for having us.
Hey, thank you for having us. Thank you for having us back. Obviously, things didn't go as planned when we were in person, and that sucks. But again, lemons out of lemonade. Now you get to have the whole experience here, and the Duchess doesn't get to say, I don't get to do anything, man. This is bullshit.
I got to ask, how mad were you when Chris flew across the country again just to miss another event that he came for?
It's a good event. It's a great cause, and I love you guys. I wasn't mad at all. I was worried he might get stuck because of the Rona.
Yeah.
So he got tested and he had a negative test just in case. But anything that has to do with you guys or the podcast, I'm cool with it. I just wish I got to. I just wish I got to show up once in a while with them. Is all.
My girlfriend said before this. She's like, man, they need to dump the kids off with someone. Duchess gotta come out.
If we had somebody to dump them off on, we would have.
Hey, I would love if that could be a thing. I've gotten on a plane now 4 times for podcasting, which I admit is both bogus and sad.
Why don't we fly me down to Florida so that you two can come up and I'll hang out with the kiddos?
Whoa!
You're definitely on the not to be trusted list.
Rock with Hunter.
Yeah, you are definitely on the not to be trusted list, Hunt. I mean, no.
Tuba
no.
is also here. I just want to say I wanted to make the joke of me and Riley being married, but we are also joined by host of the Royal Mumble, Tubi Dooby Doo.
Tuba, can you introduce yourself to my wife, please? I mean, she sat down at the tail end of the creatures in the last hour, Tuba. And she said, "Who is that behind Riley?"
Well, now I know it's Tuba.
Are you going to introduce us?
I said hi. My name is Tuba. Or Zach, they know me as Tuba. But
you're Tuba.
Yeah.
Is it because you play the Tuba?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think ED, past tense. I don't think he's currently a Tuba aficionado.
No, he could play.
Are you currently residing in anyone's brass section? Let's just ask that right now.
No. See, well, then, no, but I still got it. You never lose
it. He said I still got it, baby. I still got it, baby.
Tuba's always ready to roll.
Now, when you play like a brass instrument like that, or like Hunter knows for a saxophone, it's all in the feel of the instrument. You get the feel back, it's like you never stop playing.
Yeah, when you pick it back up, it's like riding a bike.
Also, hey, since it's the hashtag no offense show, I'm cracking a beer
afternoon with you guys. I got mine.
I cracked my fourth one for y'all. I've been chilling with you since 11.
What kind of beers do you have? Mick Ultras?
Yeah, just help yourself to my fridge, Tuba. Go for it.
I did bring you waters. You're welcome.
Dutchy Poo.
I have a sink.
Nice.
Well, I brought you waters.
Thanks.
What you got, Dutchy?
Before we get into this.
I don't think you can see it, but mine's called Manchild. So Chris got this for me. I know, right?
It's
I was
fitting
like, should
for the
I
plunge.
Drink the other one or Man-Child? I'm like, Man-Child. It's a peanut butter and jelly Berliner.
Ooh,
it's really
oh my
I have
God.
One of those up here. Yeah.
Really good. Really good.
I'm drinking water.
Yeah, that is water. Yeah.
Yep, it's called Mick Ultra Water. And
I got a Voodoo
lot,
Ranger.
So I got what color is this? Blue Gatorade.
Did you say puking?
Poping. He's
pooping.
Oh, he's a poper.
I guess either one would be bad.
So Dutch, I got a video for you before we jump into anything.
Sweet.
Bring her up to speed. Bring her up to speed.
Yes. Okay. So last hour, mid creatures, Beth of Untrained Eye, Beth and DJ, Beth said. She'll donate $100 right now if either me or Hunter did the Bust It Down challenge,
yes.
Which is a TikTok challenge where you drop it low and then shake your ass into like something slutty.
I appreciate you explaining it for the old folks.
I know what Bust It is.
I didn't.
I do. Well, it's only because I have TikTok on my phone.
So I left the stream for about 10 minutes, and I came back with this.
Now
I like that you show a little back nut too.
I know, right? Do you now you guys rock out with your talk out on the plunge every week, and that's a segment, and you pick the best or worst depending on your perspective videos that you find throughout the week. Do you think that it's possible that there is a podcast somewhere else in the universe that is going to find that video and play that on their version of rock out with their talk out?
I hope so.
I really hope so.
I hope so too. I hope so too, man. That's only gonna help.
My lunge.
Say play that one more time.
Five. Bust It challenges. Let's go.
Play that one more time for the Dutch.
Let's go.
No. The chips, because we actually talked about that.
I want to have them with my lunge. I want to have them.
So, wait, no. So you told her about Mike 525 Rocket. Do you want me to find that video for you?
That would be cool. Because
let's go.
Okay, because the chips one is my favorite one.
She said, what does that mean? Like fish and chips? I don't get it.
I didn't know. I thought he said chips.
Listen.
Top five.
I know exactly where the chips video
Minecraft
is. Just give
mobs.
Me a second.
Dude, Logan
would
like that one.
It might be this one.
Top three. Best.
No, days of the week. It,
top
it, Greg.
Three.
Nope, this is him. It's this one. It's this one. All right. So this, Dutch, this is Mike 525 Rocket. Okay. He's our favorite TikToker. Last week's HT Nos, Chris was quoting him, but he didn't show you the reference points.
No,
now,
he
this
didn't
guy know. Makes electric top five lists.
Nice.
Now, you
look
you
at
were
the thousands of views on his videos,
yeah,
mind
that
you,
one
too.
Has like 1.2 million with the football up there.
That's a basketball.
So he gives really detailed descriptions of his lists, and here's one of them. Here's our favorite. This is like the hits, like when you go back, like you're showing someone a new band, you play, this is the first song you play for them. This is you show them.
Top five best chips. Let's go. Coming in at number five, we got Cape Cod potato chips. I like to have them with my lunch. Coming in at number four, we got waffles. It's good to have with onion dip. Coming in at number three, we got Lay's. They're one of the best potato chips on the planet. Coming in at number two, we got Pringles. They have a variety of different flavors. And most of them are good.
Most of them.
Coming in at number one.
Oh.
All right. Do we have guesses for one, Dutchie? And his reasons behind it.
Doritos.
Obviously.
For what reason?
They're delicious and they make your fingers stain and you can eat them anytime.
That's a very good guess.
Very good.
You're learning quick how to guess like him. We've now begun doing our own, just trying to be him, and we often get them.
Simplicity.
And you're in the right mind state.
No, this one's out of left field.
Yes.
It's not Doritos.
But... Coming in number one, we got
Doritos!
Yes!
One of the most powerful tastes that grabs everyone's attention.
Somebody in the comment section goes, waffles also go good with syrup, too.
But yeah, so this is my 525 Rocket. He's electric.
He's awesome.
Absolutely.
Bro, he plays
also,
Fortnite, too.
It should be ranch
he's
dip. He's quacked
at Fortnite.
Wait, what
did you say? That onion dip. Fuck that onion dip. It's got to be ranch or go fuck your mother.
This one I'm over with here. It. This one over here.
That was the Joey Diaz quote.
No, it's blue cheese or go fuck your mother.
I changed it.
Well, then it wasn't a quote. Do you understand what the word quote means?
Obviously
not. Hey, also, before we get too deep, this is funding for a cause, which means we have giveaways
give it
every
away.
Hour.
Give it away.
And you know what it's time for? It's time for another giveaway.
I hope I beat Mikey in another giveaway. That'd
hey,
be so
hey,
happy.
Hunt, do you know what we're giving away this hour?
Is it penis enlargement pills?
It's not. It's a plunging for a cause. You got me doubting myself about this.
A plunging for a cause? Who typed a question on the teleprompter?
We're got a plunging for a cause t-shirt, long sleeve white tee.
Do you have a Manscaped kit? Do we have any of those left? Did I already miss that? I want the Manscaped kit.
I'm ready.
Fuck off, Tubi Dooby Doo.
You want to give away a Manscaped
kit? Holy shit. Podception. I said fuck off, Tuba, as your brother commented in the live chat. Fuck off, Tuba. Shout out to Mikey.
I thought you read it.
Nope.
It's
I said
now
it.
On screen.
I said it, then I read it, and my brain exploded.
It was peripheral reading.
If this was the last hour, I would tiger ground myself.
You want to give away a Manscaped kit?
I'd love to give a Manscaped kit, and I'd love to give it to myself. So, I mean, if we could rig this election, you know, that would be great, too.
But we still have to donate, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to make a donation right here and now. Where can we go to donate for anyone that's
Venmo.
Watching? Where can we go to donate, Riley?
Plungepodcast.com/donate. Nice and easy. Real quick. Nice Venmo. And simple.
I can, make, I, since we're on that personal friendship level, I can hit your Venmo, yes?
Yes, you can. It'd be easier to not, because then I have to.
Oh, okay.
Transfer it.
Well, then I will not.
Yeah, but hey,
do it anyways. Make his life harder. He deserves it.
I mean, he kind of does deserve it, Hunter. You're not wrong, and you're only a year into marriage.
I busted it down for 100 racks.
You're,
all right.
Hey, you're only a year into marriage, and you're already on that shit.
Please
say that again, Tubi.
I said, can you use it in a sentence, please? Busses it down.
You pluralize bust it.
Let's see you bust it, Tuba.
Tuba is busted. Nope. He can't do shit right now.
Yo, what if so? The hernia bust challenge?
Oh, no, he's a hernia?
He just had surgery, and he's shit in a non-working toilet.
How the fuck did you
I'm a mesh boy.
Oh, my. Blown Tuba too hard that Tuba.
Is the founder
You've
and
got
CEO
that vaginal mesh?
Mesh Boys, Inc.?
No, he doesn't.
What?
He says you got vaginal mesh.
What is that?
Mesh potatoes.
It's some shit in the 80s. I think people have vaginal meshes when their lady parts were falling out. And then, like, you got those lawyers that put up and they're like, if you have vaginal mesh, call this number and you're entitled to money.
If you fill it.
Yo, you want to know how to solve vaginal mesh?
Tell me, Hunter.
You take your God-given gift as a man and then stuff everything back in the Shove way it was intended.
Fucking prolapses.
I sent the busset down to my girlfriend, and I don't think she liked it.
Why?
Does it not have another like?
Just Dave's girlfriend commented, said, you'll be getting a bill from my therapist.
That's rude. It helps that you're dressed like a ketchup.
Yeah, I'm a ketchup with a wagon, you know, sometimes.
That's right.
Yeah. Are you still wearing the wagon?
Does it look like I'm still wearing the ketchup outfit?
I don't fucking know. Is it underneath?
You think I put it on under this hoodie? Like I wanted to continue wearing it?
I mean, I would.
Listen, the natives are getting restless and you've got giveaways to happen here. So back to business. Let's get this shit on the on the rails.
Mikey.
Get this wagon back on the track, all right? Fucking give some shit away because we're here for a cause. And then I want you to tell me about it.
Let's do it. Siri, give me a random number between 1 and 303.
Can Chris see into the future?
We got number, random number, 185.
Who is that? Tell me who the winner is.
I don't know yet.
Check your spreadsheet.
185 is my realtor.
Your realtor?
Let's
really
go. All right, we'll make that a t-shirt one. That was the t-shirt.
Who's your realtor?
Karen Rivard. She's
Karen, this is a free ad for you. If you are in the Manchester, New Hampshire area, please hit up Karen Rivard because you're getting fucked and getting a t-shirt over a Manscaped package. Now, do it again. Run it back.
No, we're going to have to do it again in the next hour as we only
need
1 hour.
You motherfucker. Rules are rules. It is what it is. I understand.
Did you donate yet so we can get thrown into the pot?
We are in the pot. We've pledged. We haven't actually
you
physically.
You have pot?
We've pledged.
How dare you?
We have booze. That's close enough.
Riley, where are you?
I'm writing down. I got to keep up.
He's getting his mustard outfit on.
He's putting his mustard on.
Was I not enough for you?
You got a what, Tuba?
I was just saying, was I not enough?
Oh, visually?
Yeah. I don't take up the whole frame. Do you want me to get bigger?
How are you doing, buddy? How are you doing on the heels of this invasive procedure you had where it caused you to shit into non-working toilets and completely fuck up the life of some blue-collar worker?
He was in and out within an hour and a half. He was perfectly fine.
Dude, well, I'd probably punch that shit right down.
I don't know.
Unfazed.
Listen, I don't know that my lovely wife is privy to this information, so if you could quickly give her the cliff notes on what happened to you.
I'm guessing he's shit in like a Home Depot toilet.
Essentially, but in his own house. No, my toilet just couldn't flush, and I had to make a really drastic life or death
situation. Hey, no. Let's stop it up for a second real quick. His toilet couldn't flush, so I turned the water off because the plumber was coming the next day, and there was a small leak. So there was no water in this toilet. Not only did it not flush, there was no water.
Can I interject right here?
Like a grocery bag or something.
Can I interject quickly? Because he's going to say, well, I had surgery and blee, and you don't understand.
You can.
To a woman who has two children who knows what it's like to be on laxatives after a surgery and a procedure and that. And I want you to say that argument again to this mother of my two children.
I had to make that decision, dude. I wasn't going to make it down the stairs to Riley's house in time.
Listen,
I looked at the closest alternative.
Mm-hmm.
It was the toilet.
I totally understand.
A plumber was coming to fix it the next morning. I literally
She's
was like,
Tuba.
You know what?
She's
He's going to get paid about $500-$600. I don't know how the fuck plumbers make for like per hour.
Well, it's based on their degree, obviously.
But like, clearly, I don't know much about them. I know it's a trade, so
Tuba,
they get paid more than
you
me. But
because
like,
he gave me an estimate, and then he came back down with a slightly higher estimate after he dealt with your poop.
No shit,
no,
really?
I would too.
Dude, no, when he told me, he's like, it was one thing after another. Like, when he was trying to fix it. Yeah, trust me, it was not the fact that he had to deal with
Dutch,
shit.
Dutch,
thing number one was poop.
Dutch, can I give my side here real quick, though?
Yes.
Canonically.
So I said, after they told me he pooped, I said, cool, add some water and flush it.
Yeah,
and
you just dump some water in there. Yeah.
Yeah. They go, no, the plumber's coming in the morning. He can deal with it. And
no,
I go,
no, to be fair,
put water in the toilet and flush it.
Yes. But you can't just flush it after you put...
Thank you, Mikey.
Oh, wait, what was that? If the landlord said you can't have a toilet for 2 days, that's unacceptable? No, I said, hey, can you not poop for about 9 hours? And he said, go fuck yourself.
Tuba... I mean, Riley also offered his bathroom.
Yes, that too.
But I was not making it downstairs, point blank period. There was no time, and it was too drastic of a situation. I went to
the closest.
But
you could have flushed it.
You just shit your pants and deal
with it
later.
We literally tried adding water to flush it, but the water just, it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, because you got to like dump it in there. You have to have enough water where it like... hits that thing in the back.
Oh, I know.
That thing
I know.
We've talked so much about this.
you have gone through an extensive plumber training just in hearing this story for the last week and a half.
I can go in.
You
and
can
fix
a
toilet.
Yeah.
I've been at parties with no running
Hunter,
water. So
now
I
that
know
you're a plumber, if you showed up on Monday morning and
Hold on, Tuba. Were you in the building while the plumber was doing his work?
Dude, I was literally on bed rest.
He was bedbound.
Dude,
like I literally have been on. I was on bed rest for a day.
It did make me
point.
Feel better that Tuba had to look that man in the eyes as he cleaned up his shit.
No, he looked over at me. He gave me the thumbs up. He's like, everything's all set. I mean, like the guy was clearly. I mean, dude, you have to think. Plumbers have to be knee deep in shit sometimes. Yeah. Do you think a toilet with a little bit of shit is going
shit.
To bother
you did,
him?
You did two dumps
Double
of
down.
5 days constipated.
They were, no,
Double
I literally
down.
Shit the morning of my surgery. I was empty going into my surgery. Whatever I shit was the liquids that I took in and the soft foods that I took in.
It,
like I
flushed.
Said, dude. I was not, I didn't feel bad because it wasn't a major deal. You're All making right. it out to be like, I filled this toilet.
To the brim.
To the brim. That's what I'm doing.
with nothing but G Spot and like Taco Bell shits, dude.
I didn't look at it. I didn't want to fucking look at it.
Exactly. The plumber seemed unfazed. I don't get why it's such a big
He was just being nice. He told everybody about that decision. He told everybody about that shit literally when he left. He was just being polite.
He gave Riley an extra $200 on his bill because of your stench.
Mm-hmm. It was like $40. I mean,
$40 service charge. Speaking of stench, there's something that's been going around our house for at least the last few weeks while we've been preparing for this with Dutch coming on to talk to you. Hunter, well, actually, this is a question for Riley.
Just straight up stinks?
As the spouse in the situation, she wants to talk to Riley.
Yeah. No, you guys aren't in the same room, but I was going to ask how bad Hunter smells today, because I heard he's one of the worst smelling humans on the face of the earth. And
I smell good.
I'm here to tell you that you do not smell good when you're in the same space. You look great. Hey, listen. You look great. Your drip, unparalleled. You look great, 100%. Dude. Your fucking swag, all that shit. Look, I'm learning the buzzwords even, you know?
Chris,
if you can't handle my mini farts, you can't handle a true fart, which means I could never be married to you, which is why I chose my lovely husband.
Well, you can't stand in the way of true love, Hunter. I'm not trying to get in the way of what you guys got. I'm just trying to understand what you got, because the Dutch and I have been together for 20 fucking years, okay? And she's never once come to me like that about my stench. Have you?
No, but you get mad if I was like, did you fart? And he gets so mad.
I do get mad because the audacity of you to even fucking ask me, like I would just do it in front of you.
I'm like, you smell like shit, bro.
Did you hear the absolute volume of time-shattering shit ripples that came out of my ass when I was farting when you came up?
No, I'm referring to New Jersey. Were you doing this shit again?
I forgot about the porch.
I'm referring to the Circle Stay Small music video that we were all trying to look gangster and hard and shit in the background, and you're just like, hey, deal with that, guys. And we're just like fucking stone faced and shit. Yeah, my circle stay small. I get to hang with Brother Ming, and you're like,
hey, I warned a single person. Oh, and it was Bobby Light.
Yeah, because you were wearing his shit. You were wearing his fucking jewelry and accessories. So you're like, hey, bro, I know you're standing right here to make sure I don't run or anything, but like, it's gonna get real dank over here real fast.
You want to hear something real funny about it? The first time we moved downwind. So we farted and then moved into it.
Dude, that's what we in the biz call a double shot.
Yeah, I felt like Kurt Cobain.
You self-dusted.
Self-dusted. I like it. Hey, boys, why don't you explain a little bit about what we're doing here today just for our listeners, because we will release this audio as our episode this week. So just what are we doing here? What are we raising money for?
So right now, this is the Plunging for a Cause 24-hour charity live stream.
This isn't Spanish class?
So you came up in December.
I did.
And at hour 16, we had to shut down. We had a COVID situation, so we had to shut down. So today we're here doing the Elite Eight.
Thank you. Plunging for a Cure.
Yep, Plunging for a Cure, the Elite Eight. We're doing 8 hours nonstop to finish up our 24-hour live stream. It's not what we would prefer. We obviously wish we could have finished back in December. We wanted to finish because we had a lineup of killer shows set to come in the afternoon.
Dude, I was so ready for the in-studio creatures.
Oh, listen, happens. Dude.
No offense.
It broke my heart, Chris, to hear how amped you guys were.
Yeah. We were legit driving down some New Hampshire fucking back road through some woods and shit, punching the fucking ceiling on Jason Almey's car, blasting fucking shit. Woo! Windows down. It was like 10 degrees. Windows down, all fucking four of them. Woo!
Duchess, I'll let you know, Chris got to see the legendary Londonderry.
Hell yeah. I was rolling through
London. You could only dream of such a place.
Tuba dooby.
Well, they might
Duba.
Move there.
Tooby dooby doo. I sent her fucking real estate from Londonderry. Okay.
Hey, well, you know who you can use? Karen Rivard.
Yeah, baby. On brand.
Maybe we'll get a vacation home up there.
I will have a vacation in Londonderry. No. Duchess, that sounds splendid.
You could live in Big Mike's HOA thing.
You could live in Newcastle.
Wait, there's a Newcastle?
There's Newcastle beer.
I love Newcastle beer.
Big Buck Beach Homes.
Big Buck Beach Homes. You've got to be fucking lying. Well, yeah, it does. It blends our personality fucking perfectly because Dutch is woods where I am water. So I love the beach. She loves the woods. She's the buck. I'm the beach.
No, yeah, my grandmother used to
Meredith on Lake Winnipesaukee.
Say that one more time.
Sounds Polish as fuck.
Lake Winnipesaukee is this big ass lake.
It's a beautiful. It's where all the millionaires worlds. Live.
Like Steven Tyler lives there. Like Stephen King lives.
Mitt Romney has a house Stevens on a
now
Lake Stephen, huh?
Yeah, and there's just where all millionaires live, and it's like all woods on this big ass like party lake.
Well, it's literally like there's a sandbar every like half a mile of water, but so it's like wooded. Yeah.
So how do you guys get there if millionaires? Get there is that like
that's public? Where Big Mike lives, like, right?
Lives on a different lake. My rich aunt lives there, though.
We just drive 45 minutes. That's how we get there.
Yeah,
30 minutes.
We go to the boat launch.
We just drop in, feller.
Dude, hey, though, your parents' house looks great, though. I'll take them jet skis over to Million Dollar Lake.
A lot of people do it. Next summer. It's a hell of a fucking time.
You guys should come up, get a beach house. We'll spend a couple days at the lake.
Are you guys bike people at all?
We're 40 something and we live in Florida.
I don't know if you like to live life on the edge. I don't know if you guys, you know, I'm not gonna say you guys don't look fun.
If we got a motorcycle,
y'all don't look fun.
Practice not what? Shifting all our weight to one side, or we just keep falling over.
I don't know where. Oh, yeah. So plunge for
you
cause.
Guys are doing donuts in the park.
Bring it back,
just,
host.
We just go to the left all the time. It's one big left.
It's me and Riley trying to drive this bus full of hunters right now because fucking.
That is not nice. You can't say the R word. I mean the H word.
Hunter, right, so. Hunter's what we call vaccinized.
All right, so plunging for a cause, what we're doing here, it's a 24-hour live stream. A bunch of shows coming out, helped us out. Hi, girlfriend's here now, too.
Hello,
say hello.
She saw your video and got all hot.
She did. She saw you dropping it low, and she was like, let me go get a piece of that ass.
She saw me shake my dumper on TikTok, and now she's ready.
What's up? She actually looks like she's leaving.
For that TikTok, by the way.
Wait, what? You were entitled to it?
Yeah.
Yo, okay. Oh, because of your like therapist and stuff?
Oh, is that the friend?
Yeah, that's
wow, I feel like Riley's now entitled to financial compensation for you guys bullying him. Countersuing.
See, she knows. She knows to tell Tuba shut the fuck up.
If your loved one have been experiencing symptoms and signs of mesothelioma, you may be entitled to compensation.
So what we're doing here though is we're raising money for Special Olympics New Hampshire.
Yes.
They do an event every year called the Penguin Plunge, where the plunge in our logo is the penguin. Figured, you know, those two.
Branding
genius. We got a collab.
Yes, there that's branding genius.
A couple of years ago, we did it. We did it over a year ago now. Me and Hunter got married. It was the first one. We did it in a small room in my basement.
Personal venue.
Yeah, a personal venue.
Very nice.
Who performed the service?
It was way more musty at this point.
It was
Adam Simmons.
Yeah,
Adam did it. Adam did it.
He's official.
Yeah, Adam
minister.
Was our minister.
Yeah, oh no, no
he's
shit,
official, dude.
Can I call dibs on like the renewing of the vowels? Or,
yeah.
Not
renewing
vowels.
Of the L-U. Vowels. Are we? What are we gonna add? G maybe I would, F.
Listen, it
those
is.
Those aren't even vowels, dummy.
Yeah, we're
how
renewing
is,
them.
How
we're
has
making
Tuba
them new again?
Listen, how has Tuba become the smartest man in the room?
He's not. You two just didn't get my joke.
I'm the smartest and dumbest.
Hunter on this one.
It doesn't matter what your letters are.
So we're raising money for Special Olympics New Hampshire to do the Penguin Plunge event. Last year we raised $1,500, which was way more than we were expecting. We expected to do this thing and raise like $100, and we ended up like, you know,
blowing that out of the water.
We were amazed though. Like we couldn't believe how, you know, it was awesome. People were willing to give and it was a good feeling to be
sure.
able to help out.
Sure.
So last year when we put it on, it was a spur of the moment. Like we had about 2 weeks of planning. Like we did a lot of segments, and if we get to this amount, we'll do this. And this year I wanted to make it a true like podcasting community, because like you know, you and me have been part of the indie podcast community for years now.
Yes.
And I wanted to make it a more true podcasting event where I really liked putting on the broadcast, because it was different than podcasting when we did it last year. It was video, and it was putting together like these ad things and doing a lot of different stuff. And I liked putting on the broadcast, so I wanted to take it a step higher. I wanted to get sponsors. I wanted to have a lineup of killer shows to help us raise money and just like keep being entertaining for 24 hours. So what we do pretty much is we add all – so us here at The Plunge, we take the shit shifts. We take the first 12 hours pretty much.
Yeah, the overnighters. Yeah,
we've literally been talking about shit for the past 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. So we take the overnighter. So that's how we came up with a show that we do now every week called Plungeons and Dragons.
Right.
And then we hand it off to, you know, you guys. We had the Inner Circle come in. All you guys flew up. We have some people from our local network here, Podcast New Hampshire, come in. They're coming in later. We have a couple local bands. It was a lot of fun just putting on this thing. And we're here to raise money. This year, our goal is $7,500.
Which is a lofty goal when you just said what you earned last year. What did you say you earned last year?
Last year, we were expecting like 700, or we were expecting a couple hundred. We got 1,500. This year, we said, fuck that. Let's go higher.
Yeah. And you're at what? Currently, you're at what? At hour 18 or ish, you're at what?
We're now at hour, 18. What time is it? We're 3 hours in. We started it. We're in hour 20 in between.
Okay. 19 and 20. Where are we sitting now? Where are we sitting on the big thermometer here?
We just passed last hour 6,000. I don't have the exact number, but we're like 6,100.
Off of how much last year, you said?
1,500.
Dude, that's incredible, man. That's fucking amazing. Shout out to you guys. I'm going to have to find some applause for you, because that is a feat, dude. That's
been and like I'm unable to give it to
that is incredible, dude. You guys are doing good shit. I mean, like, we fuck with you a lot, and that's what we do as friends, you know. And I mean, like, we understand that dynamic, but we fuck with you guys a lot just because we're old and you're young, and it's, you know, we're the get off the lawn shit, you know. But like, the reality
we're staying on the lawn.
Yeah, shit. You guys are fucking pitching tents on the goddamn lawn. You're occupying fucking podcasting, it, as it were, and you're doing good shit, you know. So I mean, like, fucking kudos to you guys, man. You're actually doing real world good off of what we do on the internet. So there's something to be said for that, man.
I want to know if Hunter picked out what Speedo he's going to wear this year.
I have not.
Hey, I have something in the works.
I kind of told her that you guys were talking to the head at Justified, and the Speedo came up in some capacity.
It sure did, and they were not a fan. However, we're raising money. That's so, you know, Hunter's ass.
I was the talk of the town.
All right?
I'm pretty sure I was the talk of the town.
You were. So, Hunter, if you listen to that Justified, you'll find that they knew who you were. They didn't know who you were, but you were Speedo guy.
Speedo guy.
Yo, get me a Speedo that says Speedo guy on the butt.
I'll put that on your front. However, nice. You'll be like
those people with the juicy sweatpants.
You should put juicy on the butt.
So, Hunter, as you know, my shirt press just came in.
Are you going to make me custom Speedo? Don't make it dissolvable.
I'm making everybody custom Speedos.
He's gonna make dude.
So we're going to have a lineup. So as you know, I don't know if you know this or not, we have a professional like videographer coming for our Penguin Plunge event to like help us put footage together for next
week. Is it Nico?
It's not. And to send to the Special Olympics people. But also if you've been watching Plunging for a Cause for any of the 20 hours we've gone so far, we do these little ads every couple hours or so to show you what we're doing it for, how it helps out.
Yes.
And I have thoughts in mind. So I'm going to make one. I think we have like 14 people on our team right now. I know we'll have, we had four last year.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great.
I already know right now we have I'm going to make it at least six of us custom Speedos, and it's going to say Plunging for a Cause, and then I'll put 2021.
And you'll stack all them buns
stack the buns for a shot that like helps us lead in.
Hell yeah, stack the buns for a cause. I like it, dude. We're already thinking about 21.
Two on the one side and 21, so the zero is like, you know.
But
yes! Oh, Dutch!
This is what the beauty of this group is, dude. When we all get together, the mind meld, man. We just come up with ideas.
I have to require my own unique Speedo that stands out from the rest.
Okay.
Because I was original Speedo guy.
Neon yellow one.
Tuba, you and me are big boys who aren't exactly people who love to wear Speedo, but I think we got to do it for the kids. We got to do it
for the culture.
Have to.
You just got your nuts fixed. Show them off, dude. Show them off.
Right? Take the plunge.
What? For what? Yeah, it's just going to be us. It's just going to be us there.
And yeah, COVID sacked the event, right? So it's not going to be the big massive dive.
So normally the event.
Do we get to wear shirts when we jump in?
What was that?
Do we get to wear shirts when we jump in?
You don't want to wear a shirt when you jump in.
Okay.
Your shirt
makes significantly worse.
It probably freezes automatically.
Yes.
I was in the best spot after last year.
Yeah, we learned last year, so we did it, and Hunter went in the Speedo. I wore a penguin suit. Turns out any cloth you wear absorbs all of that fucking ocean water. So what the event is you go and you jump into the ocean in February, where we're in New England, so
it's
freezing. Yeah.
Let's just say that your ocean, even in the summertime, is fucking cold as shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So we learned Hunter is actually the way to go. Because, like, there's no cloth to stick to him to keep him cold. He's in, he's cold, and then he's out. And, like, he's just... He's not – well, he's cold, but he's not like
– Oh, it sucks before it sucks after, but the mean time that you are just like out of control cold significantly narrows. That window is very small.
If you see the clip, there's a clip of us running out of the water, and it flashes over to me in the damp penguin suit.
You look miserable.
It cuts to Hunter.
That's a dollar.
It cuts over to Hunt.
That's a dollar.
It cuts to Hunter. And then it cuts back to me, I don't know, 4 seconds later, and the suit is already off. Because as soon as I got out, I was like, holy shit, this sucks, and I ripped it off.
You looked miserable, dude, running up the beach in that penguin suit. You looked absolutely miserable.
I very leisurely run up to get a towel.
Yeah, so, but this year, it's
sprint up. Hi, guys.
So normally, there's like, it's a huge thing. There's this place up there called the Casino Ballroom, and it's essentially a big concert venue kind of place.
Right.
Like an indoor concert venue. And they fill that place with like food vendors, and they do like a big stage and like little concert things. And like, it's a full event, like a full day thing. You go, it was awesome. And there's like the athletes are hanging around, and it's a really cool event to go to. And then like, they have waves where you and hundreds of people go and jump into the ocean together. And then you run out, they give you like hot towels. And then they have these like, these like mini
warming stations.
They have these like containers, like the storage containers that are just full of heaters.
Sure.
And like blocked out. So you just get naked with a bunch of dudes.
I'm a fuck a dude. Gratatas,
Yeah. So you go get naked with a bunch of dudes, and then you run into the ocean. But this year it's do it yourself. So they're sending out kits to people's with like, I think they're going to be towels. And
is that why you guys are bringing in your own videographer?
They'll probably send us like a bunch of hand warmers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but through Podcast New Hampshire, we have a person who's helping us out to make some video stuff.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. Definitely document that, man. Cause that's the culmination.
What we're going to do, Big Mike just got really into ice fishing now that he lives on a lake.
I love it.
Of course he did.
My favorite Chronicles is Big Mike retirement, basically.
Yeah. Pre-retirement Big Mike is the best phase.
He got those now, cute little fishing rods, those little tiny ones.
Oh, yeah. The little fucking, yeah.
They're so cute.
Could not be a bigger fan of his.
So, but they have these insulated tents. So I think I'm going to bring one up because we're on our own. Like, we don't have the heaters. We don't have these heated things right now.
You definitely should, dude.
So I'm going to bring one of those up, get an extension cord as far on the beach as I can. Like, and we're going to set up. This is a public beach, but like, they have to be like, yeah, it's cool. This is the thing you guys normally do.
Right. Yeah.
So we're going to set up an ice fishing thing with heaters. And then he also has those, like, you know, the long standing ones that like heat down. They're like 7 feet tall.
Yes.
And they're like heaters. He has a couple of those. I think we're going to bring those.
We see those here a lot at outdoor bars because Florida, when it gets to 50 or 60 and you want to drink outside, everyone's like, oh, it's cool.
Oh, so
they bring out the fucking towers.
Propane, right? So those probably be good.
Yes.
Except for you don't want to put them in a tent because it's far.
Sure. Yeah, so I think we're going to bring one of those up, and then right now our team's sitting at 14, but it could grow today if we get more. So
that's fantastic, dude. I mean, like, again, big ups to you guys.
We're like, really excited.
What is that? And that's in a COVID year too. So I mean, like, what do you? What are your plans or what are your expectations for 21? Like going forward.
Yes. 10K.
Shoot for 10K. The moon.
Because yeah. See, and you said it yourself, and like I stayed with you all last year when you guys did this in 19. I slept on the couch. I watched you the entire time. I would fall asleep and I'd wake up and you'd be on screen, and it was weird because like I told you, it was like strangely comforting. You know, like I felt like it's kind of weird to describe. It was like Christmas Eve. You know,
I relate to that with you though, because this all started because me and Hunter are fans of Rooster Teeth, which is a internet gaming video
Halo.
Red versus blue. Red versus blue.
And they did one of these every year to support a local hospital for them. And I would do the same shit. It was my favorite part of the year was waiting for them to do their 24-hour stream. And I would throw – I was in college for – I remember being in college, and I would throw it on my, like, shitty little TV in the corner. And then I would just like, – you wake up at, like, 3 a.m. and be like, huh.
Look what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're eating 15 lava cakes.
Yeah.
Well, see, and that was the weird thing. I slept on the couch. I fell asleep and I woke up, I want to say at like 3-4 in the morning, and you guys were doing something. And then I commented in the live chat or whatever. And then Joe B comments back to me and I was like, oh, what's up, Joe? You're chilling too. What's up, man? 3 a.m. Fuck yeah. The Plunge Boys, right? Yeah.
Krabby Patty at 3 a.m.
I was sad, Joe B, that you were coming. That was the only part of me that was sad because like you and Joe B, I knew it would be like, not there at 3 a.m. with us.
yeah. We watched you. That's no bullshit. I mean, like that episode of Party Naked that we called in on. I mean, like you were up on the TV, muted, of course, because we were doing the thing. But you were up and we were watching you and we were trying to play Jackbox with you and we were trying to be included. I fell asleep to candlelit Ouija board that night. I mean, like you were on the screen. Like we were trying to do the thing, man.
Yeah. You know, it's indie podcasting. We're not here to make money. Like, so anytime we've made any money off podcasting, we just put it back to the kids. And yeah, it's fun. We like doing it. It's one of our favorite parts of the year. And yeah, next year we're planning 10K because I did learn a lot in this year's outreach because I was looking for sponsors. So I was hitting up companies nonstop for months.
Relentlessly.
And I learned a lot about when I need to hit them up, what I need to say, how to do shit a bit more officially. So next year, I think I have a lot more prep in what I need to say, when I need to hit people up, when to hit them up's a lot bigger. And also in a non-COVID year, it'll be, I think companies will be a lot.
Sure. More.
Yeah. I think people will be a lot more likely to give out too, because I'm sure that belts were tightened a little bit this year.
Yeah.
Mm. Where the fuck did you get that? And what is that?
I got everything bagel, cream cheese. Lauren just brought it for me.
That's how it works, dude. I mean, like, you're doing – obviously, you're not doing it for 24 hours, but still, you're doing a full work day worth of podcasting today. You're going to have people bringing you food, right?
That's the first food I've eaten today. I'm pretty excited.
Nice. Well, hey, boys, I guess this still is technically the hashtag No Offense Show. We did a couple of questions last week, and I mentioned on the episode that I wanted to save them for you, but I couldn't save them for you just because I wanted to hear what she thought. But I'm bringing them back up. So, listeners of the show, I do apologize, but I do want to hear what the boys think. The first one is from a guy named Scott, and it says that, is it true that if you rob a store naked as a minor, they can't look at the security footage without committing a crime?
No, and I have proof as to why.
I knew this. I wanted Hunter's perspective. I said I wanted the plunge, but this was directed at Hunter.
So they can look at it because there was a case where someone who was underage was sending a dick pic to another person who was underage, but that is technically the distribution of child porn, but it couldn't be proved until the prosecution saw the child's erect penis.
Ooh.
What?
So not only did they have the pictures evidence, they needed to get him erect and then take their own pictures for comparison. So
if you rob a store flaccid,
you're good.
You've got to be hard nonstop for the rest of your life, and you can't be convicted.
I have to pose the question back to the Wutskis: is that legal, even though it happened?
What's that? The dick pic thing?
Like the prosecution making the defense have to go in to get an erection so that they could photograph it and compare it to the evidence.
Whoa, hold on. So you mean that like they did like a catfishing scenario where they like got the guy to like produce the dick?
An erection.
Is that what you're saying?
Can you imagine? You got to take work off. And you're that like, sounds all like right, a time porn for jury plot, duty. Though. And then they're like, all right, so today you're going to be looking at little kid cock. And we got to get them hard.
Yeah, it's a dick lineup up here. Hey, you called off work today, so look at the exhibit A, dick 1 through 6, okay? Which one do you think looks like that fucking child over there?
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, really, dude? Come on. But I knew Hunter was going to have a take. Dutch says, you commit the crime, everyone sees your dick. That's the way it is.
I'm with it.
I mean, like,
I don't care how old you are.
You can't roll into a store and rob the bitch and expect to say, I'm scot-free because I got a dick. But I said you were going to have an erection any fucking way because you're doing something like that and the adrenaline's going to be pumping. So you're going to have a hard dick because you're in there and you got a mask on, you know, non-COVID related. You're an outlaw and you're in there fucking robbing some shit, you know, like you just got a hard dick.
I like the idea of someone wearing a balaclava and a mask over the mouth hole. Like, yeah, they're robbing it, but they're being politically correct about it.
Yeah. You
gotta follow the guidelines, man.
It's 2020, CDC and them, right? Like, I mean, like, some people trust them, right? Tuba?
You trust the CDC?
Not really. I mean, like...
CDC can CDs nuts, if you know what I'm saying.
Look, as a COVID survivor, okay, I'm bulletproof. Chickenpox rules, dude. I can't get this shit again. Fuck off.
When did you get it?
November.
You have 3 months of immunity left.
Is that how it works? Or did you? You look like you just went to your computer and checked that in the Matrix. Like you just added 3 months to my avatar there. You just gave me some fucking coins on my fucking profile.
No. I looked over because I had to see what date it was and do some mental subtraction.
Mental subtraction. Okay.
Mental maths even.
Well, then, I mean, I guess I'm going to, what's 3 months from now? February, March, April. I'll get it again for spring break. How's that?
Terrible. If you get the COVID shot, after 2 weeks of the first dose, it is 85% effective if you're getting the Moderna vaccine.
After I get the COVID shot, you guys are going to be raising money for me next year, okay? How's that?
The COVID relief fund.
Tuba, what say you?
I was just munching on peanut butter crackers while y'all were talking.
So that was the first question. And then the second one, I think
two confirmed reinfections in the U.S. That seems like a pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good odds.
The COVID thing's not supposed to be 100%. So if there's only two, that means like
out of 7.5 billion. That's pretty good.
Also, Mikey, are you like home? Hop on. I sent you the link. Feel free to join us.
The green room is open. The green room is open to the IC, baby.
We'll throw you on. I don't know if you're at work commenting and stuff, but if you're just chilling at home, come hop on.
I mean, the production of He's All That could probably wait while you come and spend some time with your brother and the inner circle. So, I mean, yeah, if you're just chilling, fucking come on. Jump on, man. But the second, and you might be interested in the second question here because it's from the genius name handle. I think it's bullshit. Mike O'Malley. Okay, I don't.
Yes,
I don't think that's.
Do you have it? Good.
We gotta figure out who the fuck is trolling me, dude. Because these are bullshit questions. All right, from Mike O'Malley, we have: if your car is stolen and then you happen to stumble upon it on the street parked, are you legally allowed to steal it back without them calling the police?
Yes.
I don't think it's stealing.
I think that's retrieval at that point.
It's reclaiming, yes.
That's retrieval.
It's manifesting your destiny back into your shit.
The registration's in your name. What are the cops going to do? Hey, sir, you're in your car.
Why in the fuck is this as Mike O'Malley, though? I said it on the episode last week. I said, if this is the actual Mike O'Malley, this is your invitation. If the actual Mike O'Malley somehow listens to the hashtag No Offense Show, please, come on. We will do a special collaborative episode of 8 podcasts that love your fucking program, okay?
So we'll
talk aggro crag and all that, dude. Come on.
If Mike O'Malley asked that, I don't want to talk to him because he might be the dumbest human on the planet.
Hey, no, I have a complaint. What's up, Mikey? We'll get you in a second. Mike O'Malley should have hosted the Nickelodeon football game. He should have been in that booth.
He should have been sliming Mitchell Trubisky.
Dude, he should have been in the booth. Why wouldn't he be in the booth?
You have
the host of Guts, dude. Throw fucking Mike O'Malley in the commentary booth for your NFL Nickelodeon playoff football game.
Welcome back, Mike.
You.
Mike O'Malley is probably one of the most... Hey, Mikey, you got to turn your volume off. We were hearing it out the thing.
We'll get him back.
Michael Malley seems to be one of the most hated men on the planet. Is that accurate? Like,
people, I love him in My Name Is Earl.
People,
who does he play in My Name Is Earl?
He was on My Name Is Earl.
He plays the cop whose mom is a cop and like the sheriff of all cops, but he just loves bowling. So then he quits being a cop.
Do you remember that? You watched that show.
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
He was the cop who used to sit at the traffic stop or the highway stop station with toilet paper. Okay.
No, that's not doing it. No, it's fitting that game was on Nickelodeon, by the way, because the Bears are fucking cartoon team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Can you hear me?
Yep. I can hear you.
Hey, Michael.
Limes.
Michael Trudell of the Failing Hollywood Podcast joining us live on the Plunging for a Cure stream.
He can't hear us.
No offense. What, stop it with your cause. It's a cure. Cause. We're curing shit out
no
here.
Cures.
We're here for the Elite Eight.
Oh, that's why.
What's going on, Michael?
He can't hear us.
He can't hear us. He's fixing things, but that's okay. He's with us.
Filibusters.
Filibuster it is. Hunter, I'm calling on you.
Yeah.
Michael Malley.
Michael Malley's a piece of shit.
I didn't even know who Michael Malley was until a year ago, because I was past Nickelodeon at that point in time, and y'all were all about aggro crags and yelling and shit, and I'm like, I've never even seen this show. What are we talking about?
That's not a
Chris,
new life.
I want you to look at me on the screen. This isn't a threat.
That's okay.
Hey, and by the way, you might have missed the comment. Scroll by in the last hour or the hour before that, whenever it was. But when you flashed that up and it had your initials on it and it said HPM, I said, that's how I measure my life in HPMs.
Yeah, I didn't get that. What's an HPM?
Humps per minute.
Humps per minute, bitch.
Humps or hunts?
Hunts. Hunters.
Oh.
How many hunters can I get per minute?
Whoa, I thought you meant how many humps. Like how many times can you clap cheeks in a minute?
Probably one.
You only have the hip thrust capability of one hump per minute.
I recently turned 40 years old. I've got bad hips. I've got bad joints. I take fish oil. Okay.
I'm here to ask you
your question. How often do you guys bang now that you're 40?
You could have asked how often do we bang now that I'm fucking 39 or 38 or 37 or fucking any of those years, because it didn't change, bitch.
Sunday night special? Like, what do we got?
Maybe, what would you say, babe?
Once or twice. Because it's at least. Because it's just sometimes the kids and then the day and then
No. Dutch is an op, okay? Dutch is full-on NASA fucking Operation Paperclip op, okay? She needs fucking shuttle launch conditions to be perfect. It's got to be perfect fucking scent, perfect fucking time, perfect fucking tiredness, perfect fucking everything. And if conditions are not perfect, we are not launching today.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
You got the vibes that you haven't eaten a pussy in like 5 years. And that's probably why. she's not ready, because you ain't going down.
Riley, you are also a full op, because I have eaten a pussy within the last 24 hours. So suck a whole fuck.
Right.
Suck a whole fuck. Line up to the left, line up to the right. Both lines lead to you sucking a fuck, okay?
Wait. It was Dutch's, right?
No, I was down at the. I was over at the Circle K, and I was just trying to get gas money to get home. So. Yes, no, it was my lovely wife.
Not as much as we should, but as you get older, you know.
Here, I'll let you speak on that while I go urinate.
Oh, fantastic. No, because sometimes it's like you eat out of dinner.
How big is Chris's dick?
Yeah, wait, is Chris hung?
No. Not at all. He's actually surprised I've been with him this long.
Oh, so that's why.
And I tell him, I'm like, it's not all about that.
It's not about the size of the ship. It's really the motion of the ocean.
The motion of the ocean, man. But it's like, I feel he and I kind of fight about this sometimes, because like he wants it more than I do. And he feels like if we don't, then we're not connecting. And I feel like we can connect on other things. Like it doesn't always have to be that.
Oh, maybe you're echoing again. Fix that part first.
Mikey is the technical child.
Maybe he, you know. Maybe he did deserve that, Mike.
I think he's good now. Mikey?
Can you hear us?
For a cause. Nope. Hey, do you hear us?
He said no. That's a cute dog, though.
That is a cute dog.
Yeah, that's Dexter. He's wild.
Is he? Not as wild as ours, probably.
Hawaii Dexter. Does Chris have good motion, though, in his ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
You got good stroke game?
Yeah.
So, and that's how I ended up with an A on my algebra test. Now,
hey, Mikey.
Mikey can't hear us still.
Mikey can't hear us? Damn, he's fresh off production of American Pie 8. Man, I'm trying to talk to him about some fucking details here, dude. Let's go. Come on. Fucking get it together, Britch.
He's in protest over. Does Chris have good motion, though, in his ocean? Oh, okay. What he's doing is, hey, turn the stream off. That's how I ended up with an A on my algebra test. So Mikey's watching the stream, and that's what's playing through his thing. Go pause that in your thing, and you should be fine. Figure it out!
It's off.
Okay.
There he is.
Echoing? You're still echoing. I don't know what's up.
See, this is what happens when we don't involve producer Nick.
Yeah.
I had to do it.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Riley.
It's 3 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock. What does that mean?
Giveaway.
He wants a Manscaped.
Oh, it's a new hour. It's a new hour. Okay.
It's a new hour. And here I'm plunging for a cause. We're doing a giveaway every hour. Plungepodcast.com/donate to be entered. Every $10 is an entry into our raffle. And that's that. We're giving away Manscaped.
And a cluck, cluck.
And I guess if a woman wins it again, we'll
give her a t-shirt.
Something from our other pile.
No, you act like women don't have to trim the bush, okay? Like women have to not. Listen, I like a bush. I like length, but you got to at least do runway, right? Like we don't need to have all that. So women can win that.
I like my women to put the Star of David down there.
I mean, like that's a little specific, but
okay,
I mean,
like an older woman wins it, we'll probably give them something from.
No, older women are fair game. Okay, I love older women. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Hi, Mikey. Nope.
I love that I'm not editing this episode either. So this is all just going to be fucking. This is it, man. All
right,
this is Plunger for a Cure. Goddammit.
Lead 8. All right, let's check the total. Let me factor in Chris's pledge. Let's see. We got this much in this fund.
3 o'clock check-in. 3 o'clock check-in.
Sandstorm.
ExpressVPN.
While Riley's working on that. What do you have for other questions for the hunt?
You had a few, didn't you?
I already asked them.
Oh, it was Speedo and Sense. Those were the big two. Yeah, those were the big two.
Do you have any new ladies in your life?
I recently just told one that I didn't want to date, but she's cool with it, so.
So you just be
so it's just a bang thing?
Is there going to be anal involved in this one?
Probably not, but.
Hunt don't do anal.
Well, he was thinking about it last time. That's why I'm asking.
That's like a callback from like 2 years ago. Hunt don't do anal.
Well,
man.
I haven't talked to Hunter in like 2 years. I don't get the luxury.
And thinking about it, dude, 2 years ago, Hunter was a minor, and you were out here fucking talking to a minor about doing anal.
I was 20.
No, you were not.
I'm 22.
Fuck off. No, you're not.
Chris, I will literally send you a picture of my license.
I hope you do, because I'm going to have fucking 6 credit cards in goddamn Saudi Arabia in your name and within 5 minutes.
Yeah, the last time we were on your show, Hunter brought on some girl he was talking to for, I don't know, like 6 days. And then they broke up about, I don't know, 6 days later, and she went back to being a lesbian. And
Hunt must have been an easy transition.
I make him straight.
He's got feminine qualities.
He's dating a guy now.
Make some good girls go bad. Cobra Starship. God bless them.
You know Kyle, D team, A team, B team, Kyle? Mm-hmm. His like two of his girlfriends.
Oh, this is legendary.
He had at one point his last two girlfriends. Like if you asked him 2 years ago, his last two girlfriends were now married to each other.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
How does that happen?
He was in the Nesmo triangle.
Do they bond over mutual hatred of you?
They might have been because he dated both of them in high school and then they got married like around our sophomore year of college. Like,
damn. And the common bond was like, that guy breathes loud, huh? And they were like, and the other one was like, fucking sure does. And they were like, want to grab a coffee and talk about it?
Chris, do you have your phone on you?
I sure do.
I want you to look at my birth date. And use that Windows 10 date calculator.
I'm looking at the expiration
just
date.
The year.
98 is when you were born. 90 fucking 8. Hunter, I was a junior in high school.
I'm not a minor.
Oh shit. You know what sucks more is Hunter was born in 98 and he's still 22. Isn't that scary that was that long ago?
Yeah, God, it is. It is.
The and Rock, you know what? 1998.
That was just a couple years before I met Dutch, dude. Like that was OG.
I'm a quarter way through my life.
Yeah, are you having that quarter life crisis yet? You freaking out?
That's a bad thing. They performed that song live at Plunging for a Cause at 8:30 on opening night, and it was a great. It's a bop.
It's a bop.
I've been listening to it. It's on my playlist now.
Fucking shoot me your playlist.
Yeah.
All right. So giveaway. What are we giving away? We're giving away Manscaped.
We're gonna do Manscaped because you.
I want it.
Can we get Fernando on the phone? I want to give away the official kit.
I can call him if you want.
Yeah, can you see if you can? If he's up, it's 3, so he should be waking up around now.
Actually, let me shoot him a preliminary text and see if that's okay. And then if he says green light, we will call him.
Red light, stop light.
But in the meantime, Manscaped.
Well, we have an official kit to give away. But I want him here for it, and I'd like to do it with some of the circle, but this is the last circle, circle ending that we have.
Enough of that.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm not even going to wait for him
Knock
to respond. I'm just going to call him.
Yeah, give him a FaceTime or something to call.
I'm just going to. Should I call him through the board or should I call him on my phone?
Do the board.
Okay.
Yeah. Do-do-do. But yeah, so we're either going to be giving away an official kit or we're going to be giving away our Manscaped. So this is a big one. The Manscaped's like $140 value. It's sick. The official one's also a big fucking value. I think he's giving a hat, a shirt, stickers, a bracelet. Yo, where's my bracelet, by the way?
I need to mail it. I'm sorry.
You just need to move here.
You need to move here because, like, I hand-delivered DJs to him, okay?
Isn't that sick?
And then he put it on his Instagram stories. And
I
want to
do a collab with you, dude. I sing pretty decent, too, and I want to do a Shit Happens thing.
Oh, like a musical collaboration. I can do that.
Yeah.
Here, I'm dialing Fernando, so if he answers, then...
There was something in the end of time. The stars will shine. Fernando.
We should make a NPC opening.
Says, I sing decent, and then just does that.
Yeah, that was fucking beautiful.
Can we rip off Sam PC and make a NPC?
Hunter Marku! Roger. 9 rings, you already know what the fuck it is.
He's probably looking at the number going, who the fuck is this?
Dude, that brings me back to whoever keeps sending me pictures of cats with balls.
Your call has been forwarded to an audio.
What if it is Kaz sending the cat balls?
I am not going to put his number out there. I was going to leave a message for him, but I can't put the homie Kaz's number out there.
We'll do Manscaped.
But he knows I shined the official signal at him, so he knows that his presence is needed in some form or fashion.
Yep. Okay, so in this Manscaped kit, we have we got hello from the treadmill.
What's up, Lolo? Lolo runs.
Yeah, Lolo walks uphill at a 12 slope to try to get booty gains.
Does anybody want to pick the color of my light before we do the giveaway?
Red.
We'll change to red.
Ooh,
too.
I like the aqua.
Oh, you like that?
We've been on aqua all day over
really?
Here.
Oh.
Well, I mean, like, we're beach vibes. We're the hashtag no offense show. We're straight out of Florida. Tampa represents. So, I mean, like, aqua's good, man. Aqua, beach vibes, water, clear skies, all that shit, dude.
All right, you Salt Life basic
salt
bitches.
Salt Life's all of that. Bring it.
Ben says red. So.
Do red then.
Oh, he won. Yeah,
all right.
He won her.
Giveaway time. This Manscaped kit comes with a Perfect Package 3.0. It's a Perfect Package 3.0 kit. It comes with the Lawnmower 3.0, which is their high-tech highest tech ball trimmer. It also comes with a bunch of shit. It comes with the ball toner, the ball deodorant. Okay, the deodorant makes you nut smell fantastic.
And guess what? None of them miss. They all hit.
They all slap. Also, it comes with a t-shirt, which is such a good t-shirt, and the most comfortable pair of underwear that you will find.
If you do want to order your own, if you're not lucky enough to win one in this raffle, you can go to, I got to find it,
manscaped.com.
Yeah, manscaped.com, and use code PLUNGE to get 20% off and free shipping. So if you're not able to win your own, you can at least get 20% off and free shipping on the Perfect Package 3.0 kit. Without further ado, it's time for a giveaway.
Siri, bitch, be kind.
Siri, give me a number between 1 and 303. I think it's 303. It is 303. All right, the number is 234.
Who's 234?
I hate to break it to you, but you're in the 280s. So
shit!
I think it's you.
Shit!
234 is... Holy shit, it's Meter.
Meter won twice? He double dipped?
Package.
He double dipped?
He double dipped. He won the Juicery gift card, and now he's got the perfect package.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
He better put that shit to good use, goddammit.
He's coming on it. Listen. He's called in for a lot of dating advice on the plunge, and we're going to make him pretty. We're going to give him a makeover now.
You know what? While you're at it, tell him to follow the hashtag No Offense Show, dude. We can help him out, too. We've been together for 20 fucking years. We can get him a goddamn wife, get him wifed up, balls trimmed, slick.
How do I get a wife?
Hunter, you just got to put some time
in. You should probably not be married to a man.
Yeah.
Put some time in, Hunter. Like, you don't, dude, you don't need a wife. You're fucking 18, dude.
Yeah, you don't need a wife yet.
What the fuck you need a wife for, dude?
We were really just together to pay our bills.
Shut up. No, we weren't.
And then I kind of learned to like you.
How dare you? See, that's what podcasting really is at its core,
dude. It's okay, Chris. You're not alone.
At its core, podcasting is therapy, and she's just getting it all out. She's just getting it all out.
You're okay now.
Jason complaining that this is bullshit with two entries in the raffle out of 300 is my
favorite. He also said bullshit.
I think what he thinks is bullshit.
Nice typo,
is
dork.
I think what he thinks is bullshit is that he's calling the hashtag no offense hotline trying to get through when meanwhile, plunging for a cure is scrolling across the bottom with the phone line to call in.
Fucking cause, bro.
Wait, did you? Oh, I thought you made it cure. Oh, Meter's here on Twitch. Meter, guess what? You won a Juicery gift card at like one.
It doesn't matter what time.
I think it was during party night.
You just won it.
You just won the Perfect Package 3.0 from Manscaped.
Your balls
applause,
will
applause,
thank
applause,
you.
Applause. That is the
your
good
balls
one.
Balls will thank you.
That is that's the money, dude. That's the money shot. The Manscaped was the one.
I don't know how you guys do it. I'd be afraid, like, you're testy, like, because it's, like, thin and, like, you know.
I promise you, I have never felt safer.
The lawnmower technology.
I literally never felt more confident in putting something anywhere near my nose.
Go like this and make me nervous.
The lawnmower 3.0 is a waterproof cordless body trimmer, okay? It is specially formulated to keep your post-quarantine body ready for whatever the world throws at.
Let him read it.
The Juicery is a juice and smoothie shop in the seacoast area. So
his balls are so excited.
His balls are excited.
They well, should be. They should be, dude. That's the one I wanted.
Your pH level package is going to be fucking pristine.
I didn't want the year of Podbean service. I didn't want the booze. I didn't want none of that.
The booze.
I know you did, but look, I had anxiety over winning the booze while I was physically in New Hampshire and then trying to get it back to fucking Tampa.
You still have a couple that are good for you.
What are good for me? Tell me what's good for me.
Podbean's a good one for you to win.
Okay,
that one's still like solid.
That's solid.
Yeah,
you want me to grab something that is it TOS if I show a dildo on screen?
I wouldn't.
Is it TOS?
Put a hat on it.
And then the official bundle. That one's a good one for you.
The official bundle is good. I mean, I've got an official shirt for every day of the week. I've got an official hat. Hell, I've got a limited edition official bracelet on their website right now. Currently, you can go buy the HTNOS. Hold on. If Chris donates 25 right now, I'll give him the perfect package. I just donated 100.
Do it.
I'll donate 25. I'll pledge for another 25.
Chris, $25 for a $100 set. Your balls will thank you.
We're in.
Do another 50.
Another 50, she says. I'll see your 25 and raise you 50. 25.
Perfect. Fuck yeah. For the keys.
Now, if you put it in, I'll feel better because Adam Simmons wants pledge money too.
We're adults, okay?
Once.
That's true.
We're adults.
You gotta send Hunt how-to videos.
I want to say thank you, Meter. Thank you, Meter.
Hunt how-to videos for
I
what?
I appreciate it.
How-to basic. Look up a how-to basic video.
How to shave your balls.
Like how to code in basic?
No, I'll show you. I'll send you a video in the private chats, and I want you to. You can put it on while we continue to talk.
Why don't you just text me? Okay, hey, just text me.
I got my paper here, right here, with all the winners and what they got. The second I see a donation from you for $150,
as soon as we sign off, what is it? 314. You got me for 16 more minutes. Okay, as soon as we sign off, it's coming
why
your
can't
way.
You just do it now?
Because I'm trying to produce a fucking internet radio program.
All right, well, how about that? We have 16 minutes. I'd love to hear some Florida stories.
You literally hit record.
Yeah, Mr. Florida man, give me your best.
You want to hear some Florida stories? You no, are going to hear some Florida stories.
Give
okay,
us your worst. That's pretty much Florida.
No. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These no offense boys about to do well from Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit. I thought my family was fucked up.
All right. So, again, you've been getting the commercials. I understand it. It's for charity. But the What the Fuck Florida stories are brought to you by Official Clothing. Official Clothing is rooted in hip-hop, a streetwear company creating high-quality t-shirts, hats, and jewelry at an affordable price. Featuring recreations of classic hip-hop and sports logos as well as original designs, there's something at Official for all tastes. Check out official.com. That's OHFISHL. And use code HTNOS. Save 25% off your order of beautiful hats, t-shirts, and jewelry. And that is Official Clothing, Duchess.
Live by your own rules.
You're goddamn right. Now, you want Florida stories, you got Florida stories. This one I actually had saved for the physical when I was with you there that's been sitting there. So we're going to read this one now. Lehigh Acres, Florida. Florida man was killed after getting pinned by a window at the home he allegedly tried to rob.
What are you doing, step bro?
Are you trying to fuck me, Hunter?
A little bit. You wouldn't let me when you were up here.
You smell too bad.
You do smell very bad.
Hold your farts in.
See, Duchess, he's a loyal man.
He really is. Very badly.
So this guy, right there. This guy, 32-year-old Jonathan Hernandez, allegedly tried to break into a home in Lehigh Acres where the incident happened. The Lee County Sheriff's Office said that the window he was climbing through fell and pinned him down by his neck and suspended him in the air as he entered the home. By the time the deputies arrived at the scene, he was already dead. So imagine trying to get through a home. You're trying to break into a house. The window falls on your neck like a guillotine, and you're dangling from the fucking window.
Dude, you know, you remember the show A Thousand Ways to Die?
That literally seems like
this
one,
is
yeah.
written right out of that. Like, give me an Indian name that's only a little racist.
Running water.
No, not that kind of Indian. India.
Like Hamid or something.
He said dots, not feathers.
Hamid was doing her belly dancing routine, and her scarf got caught in the fan. And as it got caught, her arm wrapped around her neck, and it hung her on the fan. Here's how it happened. Like one
that
of those.
The fan should fall out of the ceiling.
Now, despite what police have said about him, about Hernandez's death, his family members that are close to him maintain that he isn't one to burgle. Quote, when I first met him, I was like, man, he looks like he has a rap sheet like El Chapo. His fiance Patricia said. Patricia. I'm sorry. It's like I said, you had me drinking early today,
that's
Riley.
Bullshit.
She says he's the complete opposite of that. He's the sweetest person in the world that you ever meet and has the biggest heart. And she is asking for a more thorough investigation on the incident because she suspects that something may be amiss.
What was his body on the outside of the window or the inside of the window?
I believe it was on the outside.
Because
of the window.
What if he was
how tall of a window on inside would it have had to be dangling?
I don't know.
Why couldn't he just like outside, lift it back yeah. up?
I don't know, but I would pay money to see like the actual body dangling. Like this
Well, because I'm thinking, what if he was fucking somebody and the husband came home
and tried to get out?
He tried to get out, but then it was like, shit, I forgot my undies, and then like went to go back in and then the window fell.
Did you forgot me undies? No free ads.
My undies.
Hashtag no free ads.
This is the plunge. We don't do free ads here. I feel like it's typical, you know, like when somebody dies and then the family are like, oh, he was such a good boy. I'm like, he was legit trying to rob someone's house and the window fucking fell on him. Okay.
He was
you remember that?
Shit.
Like when the Boston bomber, like the guy who the marathon bombing was caught,
there, Zarnia.
Yeah, his family was like, he's a good person. And FBI was like, he's like,
what was that?
They're like, he's a good person. And like, no, I wasn't.
Said it awfully normal the second time too.
I wasn't. No, they're like, he's a good person and all that. And like the FBI is like, yeah, nope. Gonna have to do document. Gonna have to deny that one, Chief. Yeah.
He's a piece of shit.
You thought,
yeah, Chief just called. He said, that
I literally did it sound like I was trying to do an impression because I was not by any means.
Do you mean when you talk like this? Yeah, it did.
You thought it was Jason Alvey who was going to be problematic.
I was going to say, all I said was, he's a good person.
He is a good person.
If anything, he sounds like Klaus from American Dad.
I'm part of the sneaky doofy boys. It's in my blood.
Good doubt. I got another one for you. We're in Palmetto, which is right close to our house. Florida man finds a dead body in a trash can that he was storing at a trailer park for his friend.
Hell yeah.
What do you think about that?
He was storing the trash can or the body?
What?
It sounded like he was storing a trash can somewhere and he went to go get his trash can and there was a body in it.
I don't think many people like store a trash
can. Well, it was a trailer park.
Like, this is my good trash can. Put this shit in for the wintertime.
I painted my address on it and everything. I got to make sure.
Honey, grab a guess. Get the good trash can.
We're making gumbo. We need the extra flavor.
It says, once again, Florida man has caught the attention of authorities and finds himself in the news. This time, however, it's not completely his fault. Florida man who lives in Windmill Mobile Home Park in Manatee County says he was under the impression that the trash can contained nothing more than some, quote, personal items, because that's where one keeps personal items, in the trash can.
If you're in a trailer park, I guess so.
Unfortunately for Florida man, his friend stored way more than personal items. He stored a dead body. Although now that I think about it, a dead body is a pretty personal item. I hate it when they I hate it when they try to inject humor into these news stories.
Well, why do you type it in your story?
I cut and paste, dude. Come on. What do you think? Florida man has been in possession of the friend's trash can for 2 months now and got curious when it started emanating a foul odor. Naturally, he decided to open it and found a wrapped, badly decomposed human body.
Gross.
It says, we're going to do an autopsy. Manatee County Sheriff spokesperson Randy Warren says the guy holding the trash can said that he thought it was a container of personal items, was told by the owner of the can, I'll be back for it later on.
Told you.
Warren added, if we find something here that leads to a person of interest, we'll put it out. Blah, blah. That's fucking stupid.
I don't know why you would try to hide a dead body in any kind of container, because when bodies die, they leak. So why wouldn't you just put that shit in the ground?
Wait, go back to that.
What?
Bodies die, they leak?
Yeah. When they decompose, they leak and they turn into, like, you know, liquid, and then there's just bones left. So it's like, why would you just put it in a container? Just put that shit in the ground.
I don't hear an echo, Mikey. Talk.
Can you hear me?
Yay!
This motherfucker comes in with 8 minutes to go.
They leak.
Well, I noticed that at this time when I signed in, there's a button in StreamYard that says cancel echo. So I clicked that this time.
Wow.
Nice.
Look at you. Who needs producer Nick? God damn it. It's Mikey Trudell of the Failing Hollywood Podcast. Right. God damn it.
Here I am. Oh, I meant to say this before. I'm not on He's All That anymore. That production wrapped. I'm now on Lucy and Jane.
What the fuck is Lucy and Jane?
Is it a porn?
Is that like the new school Thelma and Louise?
No, it's about a girl in her 30s discovering she's a lesbian.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Dakota Johnson. Dakota Johnson.
Not Dakota Fanning.
No. The 50 Shades of Grey girl.
Ooh, I like her. She's Trailer Park Hot.
Yeah.
So Riley knows. So does Dutchie, too.
Are we all excited for the show at the same time?
Kirsten Stewart.
Kristen Stewart has dirty fingernails. Dutch does not like her. Fuck Twilight because of Kristen Stewart's fingernails.
Hey, there's this new movie. If you like Trailer Park Hot, she's just hot. But there's this new movie. So it's the original movie's called After, and it's based on a One Direction fanfic. So naturally, I had to watch that with Lauren. But they made a sequel to it, and the sequel's dumb hot. Like, they have this bitch just, like, doing questionable stuff for, like, a PG-13 movie, and it's super hot. So
how old is she?
I don't know, 20.
Did you say what the name of the movie was?
It's called, like, After We Something.
I was going to say, After What?
Let me find the original movie, just and then let
Google
me find
dumb
the
hot sequel. Bitch After Movie.
After We Collided.
Dutch wants me to Google Dumb Hot After.
Dumb
okay,
hot.
No, that's After. Google After We Collided.
I'm Dumb Hot After.
It sounds like a
Google Dumb Hot After. I want to know what that is.
And it's essentially like 50. There's 50 Shades esque scenes where like they're just they're being hot.
All right, I'm gonna hit the images on this. Just
so yeah, I already don't even worry.
Oh yeah,
got it.
No. We need video and make sure you add the word hot because there is some like
it's stream.
That doesn't look like it.
It's steamy.
Wait.
No, after we collided.
I'm hot.
After we collided.
Hey, cat ladies are hot.
Right, you understand.
It's hot. That's awesome. Can you share yours?
Welcome to Plunging for a Cause again.
Again.
Yeah.
Welcome back, even.
In case you didn't know, Chris has bought off the person who won the Manscaped Perfect Package.
Your realtor?
No. No, we gave her a free ad and a t-shirt like we were planning on the original time. And then Chris, so Meter of Podcast New Hampshire won the perfect package in our second round of trying to give away the
Hell
perfect
yeah.
package on HTNOS. And then they said he'll give it to him for $25 if he donates. And then Chris said, I'll do 50. So
I will do that. We will do that. Yeah. Well, and before we get out of here, I got a video that I want to play for you with no context whatsoever, but I saved it in my notes 3 weeks ago under Florida Stories, and all it says is the Prince of Monaco, and I have forgotten what this is about, so I would like to play this for you if I could, and here, we'll share my screen. Filibuster for me, guys. Come on, act like you've been here before.
Oh yeah, happy belated birthday, Dutchie.
Oh, thank you. Old ass lady now.
Fuck yeah. The Dutch's birthday weekend. We're about to get out of here and make a crab leg feast, guys.
Yeah.
I'd love
to
stick
go to
with
my
you.
Favorite Amish place to eat. And then I wanted to. What?
What is that?
You're,
just
you're saying a lot of out of pocket shit right now.
It was called Der Dutchman. It's an Amish place.
Mikey.
And they have a buffet.
Mikey, did Jackie see my TikTok?
Which one?
Tell her to go check my TikTok.
Jackie!
Yeah, right. Tell her to go to the Plunges TikTok.
I will.
Yeah, I just did the Bus It Down challenge a couple hours ago.
Riley says go to the Plunges TikTok.
And this all came from Lazy Boy?
Hey, no free ads.
Okay. Well,
all
right,
wait,
so wait.
It all came from Lazy Boy?
It did.
It went to Jared.
Has she seen it?
Sit down.
Hi, Jackie.
Oh, hey, today the Prince of
Hi,
Morocco
Jackie.
Pays a visit to Collier County, but this guy
wait, pause
the
it real
deal,
quick.
And he's got
Mustafa Ouardi. Jackie.
Mustafa.
Yeah.
Have you seen my new TikTok?
I'm not friends with you on TikTok because I don't know what your account name is.
Oh, damn. It's at Plunge.
Hey, what's up, Jackie? Jackie of the the quiz show, the Inner Circle quiz show.
Yeah, the Winner's
Circle. Winner's Circle.
I forgot
Yeah, Jackie,
it.
Go.
You forgot the
go,
name?
I'm a little fucking
your
drunk.
Open TikTok at Plunge Podcast. I just put. I can just show you. Do I still have it open?
Yeah, pull it up.
I Probably. Sure do.
Did you show the new Timothy Robert Castles?
Not yet. We haven't gone to the Plunge
My name
yet.
Is Timothy Robert Castles.
Don't call him Robert
and
Castles.
I'm a 25-year-old man.
Okay, here's my new TikTok. We got challenged. $100 donation to do the Bust It Down challenge. Have you heard of the Bust It Down challenge?
No, what's that?
Oh,
I mean, I'm on like prison TikTok.
Same, but Lauren's
I'm
not.
On,
you know, I'm on hot girl TikTok too because I like big asses. But
damn, okay.
Yeah, so there's this Bust It Down challenge where you like look all normal and shit, and then you go and you drop, and then you have like no clothes on yet. Okay, I did one, and here we go. Here it is.
Who's that? I think that might be the best one I've seen so far.
Thank you.
I want to just say that we haven't commented on your facial your expressions while you were doing that, because that's what the ass is there, but the facial expressions cherry on top.
Bravo. Intense focus.
All right, let's head over
to all the Trudell brothers. You're the one with an ass.
Riley's got the biggest dumpy. He's got a whole ass dump truck back there.
All right, we're going to head over to Mustafa, and then we got a musical performance coming right after.
Hold on. Nice. Can we just appreciate that Jackie said, hey, step bro?
What are you doing, step bro?
Well, Hunter, you're the step bro, and she wants to see your cock. And that's...
Yeah, are you going to post it on Reddit or what?
Are you ever going to make that donation?
Bizarre doesn't even begin to how much time at the McDonald's on US 41 Station Drive. Because believe it or not, things got even weirder after deputies got there.
New at 11, NBC2's Brad Hamilton walks us through the wild arrest. One call from the prince himself.
CCSO says that Mustafa Oardi called 911 three separate times, all because he had felt McDonald's had messed up his order. When deputies arrived, the man expecting law enforcement to save him from a bad burger became the suspect in this Mickey D's meltdown.
This is the third time you call, they're already on their way.
You don't have to ask me, why don't you send me the sheriff? It's the Prince of Morocco.
Yep.
A royale with cheese must not have been what Orardi wanted for a late night deputy say that when they arrived to the McDonald's, the man claiming to be the Prince of Morocco was off his rocker.
McDonald's.
I understand it's McDonald's. I'm asking you, what is the problem?
What is the problem?
Yes.
Somebody's cheating me.
CCSO says that Orardi eventually was searched, which leads to our next twist in Burgergate. They found marijuana on him, and Orardi, apparently feeling generous, told on himself to deputies, claiming to have cocaine in his rear end as well.
What's the phone number you're calling from?
The prince from the King of Morocco.
Larry McGinn coming to this McDonald's for years and wasn't surprised by the meltdown, claiming odd things happen here often.
Well, nothing surprises me anymore.
That's going to be Hunter.
The way people react when they go into a McDonald's, nothing surprises me.
Though there's some craziness to go with his McDonald's coffee, McGill says that the staff here handles these strange situations as well as they can.
The night shift people here do a tremendous job. They have to put up with a lot because this restaurant is open 24 hours.
Awardy had to be checked out at NCH, where he told staff who haven't had enough to deal with in the last 10 months, I'll have your job. I'll sue you. I'm from New York. I'll get you. Awardy faces charges of trespassing, possession of marijuana, and resisting arrest nonviolently. Reporting here from Naples, Brad Hamilton, NBC2.
Thanks, Brad.
There was a lot going on in that story.
Oh, gosh.
Cocaine and his rear end.
That was the most normal guy they could find, is that old guy.
That's going to be Hunter in 20 years.
All right, well, Dutch and Chris, thank you for joining us. Chris, thank you for coming from Florida.
Hey, motherfucker, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me fly to New England to see you for 2 hours. I appreciate you very much.
Yes, I enjoyed it. Mikey, I would have picked you up if you didn't keep it a surprise. I was at the airport the same time you were, but...
Yeah. It was a whole sort of like dad getting out of there before you saw his car.
He texted me. Mikey texted me at the airport. He was like, hey, bro, where you at? And I said, Terminal B. And he was like, oh, shit, I'm in Terminal A. Let's grab some coffee or something. And he's like, wait, it's too close. I don't want Riley to see me. I'll just see you later.
All right. Well, Chris, we got to run out of here. You do your outro on your time. and make that donation. I'm kicking you guys out of here because we got a music performance coming up.
I appreciate you, brother. Good work, guys. Hunter, I love you. Tuba, don't shit in any non-working toilets.
No promises, right, Tuba?
So that was our appearance on Plunging for a Cause with...
I took my headset off like, I'm fucking hungry. Yeah, well, I need to go.
I appreciate you, and we're going to make this short and sweet. That was our appearance with Riley and the boys on Plunging for a Cause. They're doing great things out there in New Hampshire. They're raising money for the kids, and we're all about that. That's been another episode of Hashtag No Offense. Look for us at htnos.com. Subscribe on all the platforms. Follow us on all the social media, htnos@yahoo.com for emails, call in, all that shit. 813-773-5706. My name is The Real Wetsky on social media. This is The Duchess Wetsky on social media. That was a lot of fun.
Was a lot of fun.
We got to do more shit with the boys.
Agreed. Now to make sure our children are still alive.
Let's go check on our children after raising money for the children.
Yep.